Nevada is one of 30 states that require student growth factors to be a portion of a teacher's evaluation. Growth is measured as the academic progress a student makes between 2 points in time, typically year over year. However, according to research conducted by the nonpartisan National Council on Teacher Quality, the state's policy does not actually require any particular score on the growth component when deciding an educator's effectiveness. It's often left up to the local district to make that call. Nithya Joseph is with the organization that wrote the report.
But what we're finding is that the policy hasn't even gotten it quite right on the front end, that there is this loophole where teachers can be rated pretty low on the student growth component of their evaluation, but still gain an effective rating.
Joseph says states like Nevada should make growth requirements very clear when drafting evaluation policy. But groups opposed to using student growth as a factor in teacher evaluations have argued that the requirement is unfair because it relies too much on student test scores. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.